One of the groups that has been most energized since Joe Biden dropped out of the race includes younger Democrats. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz met with the future of the Democratic Party to talk about how the race has changed and how they're looking to change the party.
If you've watched the nightly programming at the Democratic National Convention, you've seen some of Wisconsin's youngest delegates enjoying their brief moment in the spotlight, reacting to the speeches.
It's been awesome, and all the Wisconsin delegates have been pumped up, so.
Anna Wilson is entering her sophomore year of college, and she's making the most of her introduction to national politics as a Wisconsin delegate.
This is a big honor and opportunity for me, so I thought that was, you know, very exciting, and I'm excited to obviously represent Wisconsin.
Anna spent her freshman year with the College Democrats, learning how to organize voters.
A lot of college students that I've talked to have been like, oh, my vote doesn't matter. And I'm like, it does, it really does.
We're outside canvassing, calling, knocking on plenty of doors.
Landyron Kern just graduated high school and started doing field work last year in Fond du Lac. He wants to use his seat at the table to make sure Democrats don't take the youth vote for granted.
I feel that so often when it comes to the youth voice, and seeing someone young, we're not taking it as seriously as we probably should be.
Roman Fritz would agree with Kern on that.
I want to see more young people in the Democratic Party. Pretty much everyone here is, you know, 30 plus.
They've all felt the surge in enthusiasm that came with Kamala Harris replacing Joe Biden at the top of the ticket.
I have so much respect for Joe Biden, and I think it was a very selfless act that, you know, he did, and I thought it was, you know, a good decision.
When it comes to the youth voters and turnout, I believe it has risen heavily. Ultimately, I think people would have still came out and voted with President Biden, but people are excited about Harris-Walz ticket.
Fritz thinks Harris is better than Biden, but still refused to vote for her nomination.
I'm planning on, you know, supporting her in the fall, but at the same time, I'm not going to be remarkably enthusiastic about it.
He's a college student and one of the few Wisconsin delegates to attend the protests and call for a military embargo with Israel.
In the DNC, it's celebratory, but outside with the protests, they're concerned about Kamala Harris's policy in Gaza.
Fritz thinks more young Democrats are concerned about the plight of Palestinians, but are afraid to speak up. He's received national attention this week for his views. Kern says most young people he knows care more about issues like the potential TikTok ban.
You have to meet them exactly where they are, and it doesn't matter the policy. They're not going to care about what country we're going to war with or who we're helping or who we're allied with, and I hate to say that, but it's true.
Anna Wilson says the questions about Israel and Palestine are difficult.
Honestly, I tend to stay away from that just because I'm not as educated as other people are.
No matter the policy differences in Chicago, in a few weeks they'll each be in college and drawing on this experience as they campaign in the fall and encourage young voters to support Democrats in November.
I will definitely be drawing back and remembering this, you know, the opportunity to each morning sit down and talk with members of my own party and people of my own delegation.
I think that young people and young progressive people especially should get involved in politics, because when they get involved in the Democratic Party will become full of young progressive people.
Yeah, I was obviously motivated before to, you know, obviously get out there and canvass and things like that, but I think after this I will be even more pumped and I'm ready to get things done, because we're obviously not going back, so I'm ready.